McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy.
I've got the beautiful Mike in the studio with me today as well.
Beautiful?
Hey, Mike.
What is that about?
I just thought I'd pay you a compliment.
I'll take the compliment. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. How is your Monday, by the way?
Yeah, it was good. I was like, how's your Monday? Today is Tuesday.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah, feeling good, though.
Absolutely.
I'm awake. I'm ready to go.
Hey, we're going to cross live to Scoopler's Dean McCarthy just after 7 o'clock because, Dean, I was at the AMA Music Awards last night.
Yes. It was a massive, massive event. We spoke to him yesterday. He was getting ready for it. We're going to cross to him and find out how it all went down.
I've got to ask him about the drama because there was drama with Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
There was drama with Madonna, I believe.
There was drama with Pink, possibly throwing shade at Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. Madonna, Christina Aguilera, same person.
Well, they're not, though, but anyway.
Plus, we're talking to someone from Prime 7's latest TV show, Instant Hotel, as well. But stand by, Mike, because in under 15 minutes' time, two of Australia's biggest, most well-known celebrities have been asked to leave the state of... Oh, you know what the state is?
Yeah, the Nashville. State of Tennessee. Nashville's a city. Tennessee's the state.
They've been asked to leave Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Immediately, two of Australia's biggest celebrities doing it after Pippa and Jimmy's Spelling Bee. Dubbo on the Central West, number one, thanks to Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. It's Mick Cafe. Morning, everyone. 20 minutes past 6, 15 degrees. And Jimmy and Mike on air. Mike in for the wonderful Pippa Moyes just off for the next couple of days.
Mm.
And Mike, hasn't Australia caused controversy over in the United States in the last 24 hours?
You know, I don't know. And I don't think they've done anything wrong, really. So we're talking about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. So, like, Australia's power couple.
Absolutely. Is there any more famous couple in Australia than...
From Australia? I don't think so.
And Keith Urban's one of the most famous country music singers of all time in America as well. He's even more famous in America than he is in Australia.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And they live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm.
And they have caused quite a stir with their neighbours for their materialistic, un-Southern ways, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, let's be fair. They're cashed up.
They're cashed up.
They have a lot of cash up their sleeve. And Insider allegedly told Women's Day that they've ordered them to leave the state because of this.
So their neighbours have come out swinging and be like, get out of our our town.
Yeah, out of our neighbourhood, that sort of thing.
Yeah, hillbilly Australians. We don't like your kind here.
But this is all because apparently a big part of it is that they show up in different luxury cars every day. Nicole often has movie makeup on. She's wearing thousands of dollars in designer clothes. And apparently that's not winning favours with the neighbours.
We thought that when we let Australians move in next door, you'd have kangaroos and koalas. But you come here with your Porsche, with your Jaguar, with all your designer outfits.
James from Dunedoo, is that you? you would think it's Keith Urban in Nashville. So country music royalty in the home of country music.
Yeah.
And the neighbours aren't happy about it.
So they've said, can you please leave? I can't believe this.
Yeah, right? I feel like there's got to be more to this story. You know what we should do, actually?
Yeah.
We're going to be chatting with Dean McCarthy after 7 o'clock. We should ask him, because I'm sure he's spoken to Keith and Nicole numerous times.
Oh, well, actually, he did mention in an email before that he saw them walk past at the AMAs yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe got an exclusive scoop there.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, we'll ask him.
Maybe he's got a secret recording of the neighbours.
Oh, that'd be a great scoop.
We're sick of Australians.
You do love your whingy voice. I love it so much.
And that wasn't me. It was the neighbours.
Oh, of course.
Keith and Nicole's neighbour.
Yeah, they're in the studio. Do you mind leaving, actually? We have a show to do. That's... We were on fire.
You're on Dubbo on the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning, everyone. We do it thanks to Mick Cafe. It is Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Chainsmokers wrapping up now with Don't Let Me Down. How good is that? Hey, next, we are doing sex robots and why.
Excuse me?
Oh, we're not doing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong. Sorry.
Wrong describing word.
Wrong describing word. We're talking about sex robots, but don't worry if you've got kids in the car because they're becoming popular, but not for the reason you think.
Very different reason.
But right now, Biz Booz Balls.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports.
Beer. Boobs. Balls.
Beers, boobs, and balls right now. Mike, what you got for us?
All right, well, you remember we were talking yesterday about the Wallabies coach, Michael Chika.
Yeah, bit of balls news here.
Yes, absolutely. And so he's under fire at the moment because during the game, he yelled from where he was sitting an expletive and yep. cheats after a try was disallowed.
That sounds like something I would do in the, while watching...
Playing FIFA.
Playing FIFA, you dirty, rotten cheat.
Yeah.
Absolute cheat.
So what's happened here is the Six Nations Rugby Tournament and Operations Director, John Davis. Now, he's the guy who hands down the punishments. He's the discipline man.
He's in charge.
He's in charge.
He's practically the Kim Jong-un of rugby union.
Yeah, pretty much. And he said that on Monday, he's going to make a judgment call on whether the incident will be further examined. So we're going to find out whether there was more to that statement that Michael Chika did actually say. So we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good luck to him.
Good luck to Michael Chika.
Got some more balls news right now.
Mm-hmm.
Singular ball, this one.
Yeah.
One ball. Cricket ball.
Yes. Okay, yeah. What's happening here?
Ashes kicks us off on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the Aussie coach, Darren Lehman, because they've just announced the Ashes team over the last few days,
mm-hmm.
There's been a bit of controversy within the team about their selection.
Okay,
now,
right.
Aussie coach Darren Lehman, he's come out and said, guys, just calm down. We need to settle down. Everyone needs to just relax and accept who we've chosen to represent Australia in the Ashes kicking off on Thursday.
Okay, so stop kicking up a fuss about it is basically what he's saying.
Like, exactly.
Look, if you weren't chosen, you weren't chosen. If you're chosen, good for you.
Don't get your ball in a knot.
Exactly.
As you'd say in the cricketing world. Because mm-hmm. the tennis world, don't get your balls in a knot because you've got multiple balls. Okay, and a little bit more ball news here. A-League news.
Oh, yes, you love your soccer.
Well, actually, not A-League. This is actually the FFA Cup. Now, the FFA Cup is the cup which is open to every soccer team in Australia.
Uh-huh.
So even teams in Dubbo here would have been able to participate in the FFA Cup. It's a knockout competition. So
yep.
basically, around a year ago, it would have started. The local clubs all over Australia play each other and knock each other out, and then they eventually go on to play semi-professional clubs and etc. etc. Now, there's two clubs remaining at Sydney FC and Adelaide United.
Yep, that sounds about right. Two of the biggest.
And that game is, excuse me, I'm sorry, Mark, I'm just about to sneeze.
Oh, God, okay, Jimmy, we're going to hold... Don't we have a sneeze button here?
No.
Is it one of those sort of things?
No, I think I'm okay.
No, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. So, the FFA Cup final is on tonight, kicks off around 7:30 p.m. and it's between Sydney FC and Adelaide United.
Mm-hmm.
And Sydney FC coach has come out, Graham Arnold, and said, well, basically, we've got the best team, we're going to win, so...
Well, I mean, that's confidence. And that's what you need when you're going into a match like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that game's on tonight. That wraps up Beers, Boobs and Balls for your Tuesday morning. By the way, who plays in the Ashes, Mike?
Australia and New Zealand. I learned that yesterday. Was I even right?
Wow.
I don't do cricket.
Oh, one second.
What?
Say that again. Who plays in the Ashes?
Was it Australia and New Zealand? I don't know. What? Was I not right?
Bless your soul.
Please tell me I was right. Was I not right?
Bless your soul.
Wow. Can we just play the song now?
Wow. Mike from Workday.
I don't know cricket. That's just not my preferred sport.
You just said that the Ashes is between Australia and New Zealand.
Is it England?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Wow. I'm gonna go hide in the bathroom now. Excuse me.
Okay, bye. Watching All The Man on Hit. If you love it, get to hit.com.au and tell us. Now, stand by because after 7:30, back to What Do You Gift, the segment where we deliver the best gifts of 2017.
Yes, and today is for the lady in your life.
Yeah, if you've got a lady in your life and you're not sure what to get her for this Christmas, mm-hmm. we will tell you what to get her with the top three gifts coming up after 7:30. We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m.
Hit 93.5.
Scoopla. Let's cross live now to Scoopla HQ. He was the man on the grounds for the American Music Awards, the AMAs, yesterday. Dee McCarthy, come on in.
G'day, guys. Good morning.
Very good morning to you, mate. Tell us everything that happened yesterday.
Okay, let me tell you, if you missed it on Foxtel, I'm sure they're going to be running it again this week. It was fabulous. American Music Awards did not disappoint. Let me tell you some of the things that everyone's talking about today. Well, first of all, Bruno Mars took out Best Artist. Yeah, I think that was pretty fitting. Niall Horan won Best New Artist, but I don't think he's that new. We all know who he is, and we have known for years, but the performances are what really stole the show. Selena Gomez took the stage with Blonde Locks. Fabulous. Ooh. People say she looked pink. Don't know if I believe that, but what I do believe is pink through shade at Christina Aguilera.
I heard Christina was performing.
Mm. Yeah, did you see?
Yeah, what happened there? I'm not sure which way to read into this.
Let me tell you my take on it. Christina was performing a Whitney Houston tribute. You know, that's a tough one because Whitney is a legend. It's a tough one. And they cut to Pink, and Pink was pulling this face cringing. But Pink has denied it today, but I think she's lying. I really do think that Pink was cringing because there are a lot of people in the crowd cringing, even though Christina did a phenomenal job. It's just a hard task to take on. One thing you didn't see on camera, though, which I thought was hilarious, Alex from the Chainsmokers. So they have these people called seat fillers. And the celebrities go up to the stage or go to the restroom, whatever, the seat filler goes and sits in their spot. And when Alex from the Chainsmokers came back to his seat, the seat filler was trying to get a selfie with him, which is so not allowed. You're not even supposed to have a phone or a camera if you're a seat filler. Anyway, so then the seat filler got escorted out by security.
Oh my gosh. Controversy.
The drama. But it was a fabulous show all up, and it was definitely worth checking out again on Foxtel this week. Loved it.
Who were the big
winners? The big winners, Beyonce won, obviously, for her category. Kendrick Lamar was a winner. Bruno Mars was a winner. Who else was in there? It was kind of like, there weren't any huge surprises, but I do think Niall Horan winning Best Artist. It's his new solo, obviously, but he's been a One Direction man and everybody knows who he is. So it's hard to beat someone that everyone already knows.
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
I was saying this on radio yesterday morning. Does he count as new artist? I don't think so.
I don't think he does either. No, I truly don't think he does.
Hey, quickly, before we let you go, Dean, about half an hour ago, we're talking about a story about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
Yeah, now, apparently they've stepped on the wrong foot of their neighbours for their un-Southern ways, apparently, and they've allegedly been ordered to leave the state. A big part of that is that they show up in, like, a different luxury car every day. Nicole often has movie makeup on and is wearing thousands of dollars in designer clothes. You've talked to Keith and Nicole numerous times. What is your take on that?
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you, first of all, they are the nicest people in the world. They are so in love with each other. Now, their home in Nashville, I've been to their home here. Let me tell you how it looks. So basically, this really shocked me. So you go into a gated community, but when you're inside, there are no fences. I could have popped up and just, like, hopped in the window. It's like a gated community, and you can just drive in, but you need to kind of, like, you know where it is. And then their house has no fences. Like, it's really, really very open. And they do have all these Porsche four-wheel drives. And they're gorgeous, like, manicured lawns, and they have a big pool and everything. Mm-hmm. But I can see how they would be getting in the neighbors' faces because they are literally no fences between the houses. Like, they're kind of like, it looks like they share the same block of land. Bizarre. Yeah.
There you go. There you have it, straight from someone who's been to Keith and Nicole's house. Dean McCarthy from Scoopla HQ. It's been an absolute pleasure. Very knowledgeable, as always, and thanks for joining the show.
Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
See ya, mate. Dean, back on Thursday morning. Right now, Garbage on the air. Cherry Lips, morning. Hit 93.5 morning, 17 degrees, looking for 28. Current time, 7:42. It's Jimmy and Mike on the air, and we do it.
Oh, you're all good there?
Got the hiccup, sorry.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's not good for radio. Do you need water?
No, I don't need. Thanks, Mike. Mike, are you trying to get me back after you forgot who plays in the Ashes?
Okay, enough of that.
Okay, we do it thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It is available after 10:30 a.m. Jimmy and Mike on the air, and Mike, it is time for our new segment, What Do You
Gift? No. You said yesterday, because I'm not happy with What Do You Gift as a name.
With a new name and a new intro that we'll call it that. Fair enough.
There we go.
It is now called
What a Gift.
Okay, yes, and today's Want a Gift edition is for the lady in your life.
Yes, now this is, we've consulted a woman, we've consulted Victoria in promotions, we ran a couple of ideas past her, see what she thought would be a really great gift for Christmas.
Absolutely. So what we've done all this week, we are going through the top gifts in different categories. Yesterday we did the men's, today's the ladies. We've got the best friend, we've got the kids, we've got the parents coming up later in the week. But Mike, let's get cracking on the top three gifts for Christmas. In 2017 for the lady in your life.
So we're going to kick it off with a lovely clutch purse, okay? This is from a Kate Spade. It's apparently a very big designer, very big brand name, Kate Spade. A Camilla clutch. It comes in various different colours. The most popular one is like a grey sort of colour. It's expensive, I'm not going
to
lie.
Now, I had to ask what the difference between a clutch and a handbag is, and that's when Victoria said, I would also like a handbag. There was a special brand of handbag there, wasn't there, as well?
Yeah, I can't see the name of the handbag.
Yeah, I've written it down on that sheet for you.
Camilla clutch, Kate Spade. Yeah, that's what I've got.
So the Camilla clutch is the clutch. And Kate Spade is the handbag.
Okay, because I've got a clutch here with Kate Spade written on it.
Oh, there you go. We've got
if anything, it's the best combination of the two.
Hashtag boys talking about girls' gifts. So the first
we're out of our depth.
The first top gift is the Camilla Clutch Kate Spade handbag, which will be fabulous. If you've got a couple of $100 to spend there, that'll be good. What's gift number two, Mike?
Gift number two, this is brilliant if you're the lady in your life's a bit of a germaphobe.
Okay.
So this is called a phone soap. So what it is kind of like a phone case where you stick your phone in, that sits like iPhones and stuff like that, and it has a UV light in there, which kills the germs in there that you'll get after using things like doorknobs and toilet seats and stuff like
that. Wow, that's actually really good. So it's a phone soap, is it called?
Yeah, it's called phone soap. And it's only about $50.
For the girl who likes to be clean.
If you like to keep the phone completely germ-free. So it's a lovely, lovely idea, that one. Mm. We'll go to the number one.
Oh, the number one gift for girls this Christmas on Want a Gift.
Okay, so how about this? Rose gold is very in right now.
I like rose gold.
Rose gold coloured things. So how about this? A lovely rose gold hair straightener.
I know you can't go wrong with a hair straightener because the girls love it. I actually love a hair straightener myself. I don't mind straightening my luscious locks.
Yeah. From the GHD brand.
Yeah.
This rose gold hair straightener I'm looking at it now. It's very pretty. It's very pretty. And it retails for about $200. So if you really want to splurge and do something really nice for the lady in your life, that is the perfect gift.
Fantastic. So those three gifts again. We've got the Camilla Clutch Kate Spade bag. Mm-hmm. We've got the phone sanitizer. It costs around $50, but a really handy little gift. Mm. And we've got the Rose Gold GHD.
Hair straightener, yeah. Perfect.
Is that a wrap of today's Want a Gift?
I think that's a wrap. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
Dub on the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning everyone. Jimmy and Mike on the air thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Mm. Hey, 13, 12, 16, give us a call anytime, any reason. I would love to get you on air if you want to have a say on anything we talk about.
Anything.
And right now we're going to talk about the notorious cult leader, Charles Manson.
Yeah, now news came out overnight that Charles Manson had died at the age of 83, I believe it was.
And you know what I find amazing about his passing away is last week he got rushed to hospital from the correctional facility, the California Department of Corrections, and he was an 83-year-old man on his last legs, and he needed 5 full-time police officers to stay by his bed until he passed away. They considered him that dangerous a criminal at that age.
Wow, even then, he couldn't really, I can't imagine he would be moving very fast, but yeah, he was in a bad way, but I mean, you can't really have sympathy for him at all.
No, because back in the 60s, he started a cult called the Manson Family Cult. Mm-hmm. He was a very charismatic leader of that cult, and he got the idea from a Beatles song called Helter Skelter that the world was just about to end, mm-hmm. and it would end, well, in part, it would end via a race war.
Yeah.
And he convinced all his followers and everyone that was under his cult that mm-hmm. they were required to start the race war. It was their job to inflict the beginning of the race war. So what they did was they went to a very famous actress's house. Her name was Sharon Tate.
Yeah, she was in movies like Valley of the Dolls mm. and stuff like that back in the day.
Absolutely. They murdered her and six other people, mm. Which they've been convicted of since, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then they wrote some really horrible messages on the walls trying to make out that it was a race. They killed them because they were white people, for example. Right. So they tried to inflict the race war. It didn't work at all. They were completely off kilter. Nobody started a race war because of what they did. And eventually, through just their cult being very silly with evidence, mm-hmm. they left cars lying around which were seen at the scene, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
They got caught and a heap of them got sent to jail.
Yep.
Still in jail, some of the women still followed him and called him their savior. So
yeah, it's insane. And at this time, since he's died now, what we should be doing now is remembering the victims mm. of what the Manson family did. Like some of the Manson family are still alive and in prison where they should stay.
Yeah.
Now is like, yeah, you remember Sharon Tate, you remember the other people who were victims of that crime, and Charles Manson, you know, he should only be a footnote.
Sharon Tate, mm-hmm. her... Do you know what her husband's name is? He's a director. He's a Hollywood... Now, this is where I get a bit like... I agree with you. We should think of the victims.
Yeah, Tate was married to Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski. Now, fair enough, we should remember the victims. Essentially, mm-hmm. he's one of the victims.
Yes, he is.
But what he's been accused of lately has been horrible as well.
Oh, is he one of the many?
He's been caught up in the Hollywood scandal of late.
Who hasn't at this point?
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Let's think about the victims. But he's one of the victims. And as a person, the accusations that have been thrown at him aren't very good either. Hey, just back onto Charles Manson for a moment. He was such a charismatic guy. He wanted to be a famous singer. He actually wrote a very famous Beach Boys song. It was called Never Learn Not to Love. Take a listen to the song that Charles Manson, the cult leader, wrote, and this is performed by the Beach Boys. About this song as well is what he did is he wrote it and he met one of the singers from the Beach Boys who said, oh, I'll buy the song and all the rights from you.
Right.
So he purchased the rights off Charles Manson, and then when they released this song, they didn't actually name him as one of the writers.
Right.
Well, because they didn't have to, because they purchased the full rights already. At the time. That's how the rules worked at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles actually threatened the Beach Boys' lives and said he's going to come after them and knock them all off because of what they did to him. So he's a bit of a crazy old guy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, that. Yeah.
There we go. The passing of one of the most notorious cult leaders of all time.
He is a fascinating individual, and no one can deny that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Charles Manson... He left this earth at 83 years old overnight. Right now, let's get back into it. Khalid, Young, Dumb, Broke, Jimmy and Mike on the air at 8:16. Morning, everyone.
So you're still thinking of me.
You are tuned in to Dubbo on the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning, everyone. Jimmy and Mike on the air. Hey, stand by because in under... 7 minutes time, your next chance to get on the standby list with Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck. Yep. And we do it all thanks to Macca's new, thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef. It's in the Gourmet Creations range and it's available after 10:30 a.m. But right now, she's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Serena from Instant Hotel on Prime 7. Serena, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dubbo.
Dubbo says good morning to you as well. Have you been here before?
I haven't. It's definitely on the list. High on the list, actually.
We've got a great zoo and some fantastic hotels as well. Obviously, you know all about the hotel situation, being in the game yourself, being on this reality TV show.
Yes, yes. Know a fair bit about it.
Fantastic. Hey, so on tonight's episode, from what I can see, you've been cast as a little bit of a villain. What's going on there?
What, you mean from the houseboat episode?
Yeah, from the houseboat episode.
Yes, I know. I'm absolutely devastated by how the episode has turned out. It just broke my heart. I spent most of last night sobbing my heart out.
Did you really?
No.
Yeah, Tristan and Beck are really good friends of mine. Like, I love and adore them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're watching TV and you're seeing you being portrayed as somebody that doesn't like them and that is insulting their home and their livelihood, it was just, like, heartbreaking. I got trolled so badly.
You're kidding.
The things people said about me were just absolutely horrendous. And the amazing thing was the two people that stuck up for me both, like, the most last night were Tristan and Beck.
Right.
Now, does it open your eyes a little bit to other reality TV shows when you see someone else cast as a villain?
Oh, my God, definitely. Like, I've got so much empathy now for other people. And it was funny, too, because when me and Sturt went into the show, we sort of said to each other, how do we want to be portrayed? Who do we want to be? And we just wanted to be kind and loving and supportive.
Yeah.
And we sort of said, we want Australia to see how lovely we are. Aww. And, that didn't work.
Oh, well, we've still got a long way to go with Instant Hotels.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they'll turn it all around. So
absolutely. Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you something from my heart as well. I've had a lot of people on the internet say horrible things, but nobody dares say it to your face because it's not true. Because they'll stick behind the keyboard and say what they want, but in real life, all you'll get from people is love.
I just don't know where it comes from. Like, some of the comments were so hateful. Like, I mean, you know, people wanting to come to my house and beat my head in with a baseball bat, kind of hateful.
That's horrible.
I watched the episode again last night. I'm like, what on earth did I say that triggered that?
I think people take these reality shows a bit too seriously.
Yeah. And people yelling at me for being mean, but then doing that by being really, really mean. So it was a bit hypocritical. And anyway.
Absolutely. Hey, well, Serena, I'll tell you one thing. We love you and we don't think anything bad about you. And I know Dubbo's going to love you, especially after hearing this. And good luck on the rest of the show, okay?
Thanks, guys. Just trying to keep it real.
You're an absolute pleasure, Serena. Hey, stand by because the duck is going to quack any second now. And when it does, be first to call on 13, 12, 16 to go on the standby list to win one of Pippa and Jimmy's lucky ducks.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are 5 minutes away from 9 on Dubbo on the Central West number 1. This is Jimmy and Mark on the air this morning and it's time to give away another lucky duck.
Here we go! Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
Will you be Pippa and Jimmy's lucky duck?
Okay, Mike, let's hit the phones. 13, 12, 16. Hello, who's this?
Shay, how you going?
Really good, Shay. Okay. What you doing?
I just dropped my baby off to daycare and I'm heading to work.
Oh, aren't you just a super mum?
Yes.
Hey, what's your house situation like at the moment? Do you reckon you could fit a swim spa in the back of it?
Definitely, definitely. We just bought a new house, so we're looking to do a few renovations and that would just add to the ticket.
Oh, that'll fit in quite nicely.
How handy is that, a few renovations? Well, Shay, congratulations. You're on the standby list to win one of our lucky ducks.
Beautiful. I've been trying for the last couple of days to do it, so.
Excellent. Glad. Persistence pays off.
Swim spa, Shay, you'll be able to put a TV up there and sit in the swim spa and watch the Ashes on the telly.
That's it. I definitely will be.
Do you know which two teams are in the Ashes?
No, actually, I don't.
see, Jimmy, I'm not the only one who didn't know, okay?
Well, because Mike thought it was Australia and New Zealand. Yeah, well, Australia's in there.
Australia's definitely there.
And what's the other team?
Just in case I look like an idiot. Pardon?
Okay, it's England, the other team. Well, you and Mike, I think, might be just the two people who don't know who they are in the Ashes.
Cricket's not my sport, right? Like,
if you asked my stepbrother, he'd be screaming at me right now.
Oh, Shay. Hey, thank you so much. Congratulations. You're on the standby list. Just hold the line there for us for a moment. Back to that, Mike. Still cannot believe that you Did not know. You're from Adelaide as well. There's a Subiaco or whatever they call it where they play
Adelaide,
some...
Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval, whatever they call it.
It's
I don't know.
Easiest name to remember what oval is in Adelaide. It's Adelaide Oval.
Okay, fair enough. I'm still think it's quite embarrassing that at 6:30 this morning, you know, about 6:35, you said, oh, you know the Ashes, Australia and New Zealand.
Look, this is what happens when I try to pretend that I know about cricket. It doesn't work because I don't know about cricket. I don't know anything about cricket. I have no interest in cricket.
Okay, what about this one? The Bledisloe Cup, who's that between?
I don't know what sport that even is.
Take a guess, the Bledisloe Cup.
No idea. Is it racing? I don't know.
No, it's rugby union.
Rugby union?
And it's between Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with that term, so.
Do you know any sporting terms?
I'm more of an AFL guy, that sort of thing. You
okay.
know, could you? And so, also, I'm more of a wrestling fan as well, so I like my sports predetermined.
So what's it called when Australia plays an international AFL game against another team? It's called It Never Happens.
How about you leave me alone, you know? Because you've been really mean to me today, Art, with all of this.
Okay, everyone. Hey, thanks for sticking around with us today. It is time for us to wrap up the show. Mm-hmm. Mike, it's been a pleasure doing the show with you. You'll be back for the rest of the week as well. Pippa's back early next week.
Yes, yes. Pippa will be back soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You can catch the audio of Mike not knowing who's in the Ashes.
Please don't put that on the catch-up.
On the catch-up, hit.com.au. But for everything else, have an amazing Tuesday. See you later, everyone.
Catch you later.